All right, we now have a children's story. Katie Hartzell and Bethany Painter are going to be sharing. So invite any kids forward or kids at heart. Katie, where would you like them to sit?
You guys can start up here.
All right, so come up to the steps.
All right, hola. Okay, so we went to Mexico and we built a house for a family. It was grandparents and their grandkids that we built the house for. And this tape on the ground, do you guys see it? This was the whole house. Do you think that's big or small for a whole house?
Small.
Small? Big? Is your house about this size, or do you think it's bigger?
Bigger.
Bigger, yeah. So how many people do you have in your house? Can you put it on your fingers? You guys have about 4, 5, 6? Yeah? They had four or five living in this house with them. So this is going to fit all of them in here, okay? This is going to be their bathroom. It's called the baño. Can you say that? Baño? Baño. Good job. This is going to be their living area. It's going to be their kitchen. It's going to be where they would hang out. And this is going to be their bedroom for all of them. All right. So we're going to have a little fun, and we're going to pretend like we're going to go through our day. So can I have 5 of you volunteer first? All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, if you guys want to come up here. You guys are all going to try to use the bathroom at once to show you how tiny this is, okay? So this is the toilet. And you guys can pretend to brush your teeth, okay? So is this pretty small for 5 of you? Yeah? Is your bathroom about this size?
Bigger.
It's bigger? Yeah. All right. So you guys are going to stay in this bathroom, okay? Are you going to stay on the toilet? Is that yours? All right, 5 more of you. 1, 2, 3. Robert, did you want to go? 4, 5. All right, come on up. You're going to be in the living space, so we have some chores to do. So you can pick up a broom, a vacuum, and cook. All right, so this was your whole living space. It'd make it a lot easier to sweep your whole house, wouldn't it? Yeah. All right. And 5 more? 5 more want to come up? Yep. 2, 3. Anybody else? Anna, you want to bring Parker? Does anybody from another spot want to come over? You want to come over? As many as you want. You guys are all going to lay down. This is your bedroom. Only one person gets that mattress. Yep, you can go over. No, you can't get in the crib.
Why can't Parker get?
Parker could. So is this a big bedroom? Does your whole family share one bedroom? No. But guess what? To them, this was a very big house. They had never had a house like this. So to them, this was a big, big blessing. And it showed them that even though this was their house on earth, we were there to show them that there is a house for them in heaven with God, and that God loved them, and that God was looking out for them on earth, and that he was ready for them in heaven. Pretty cool, huh? So if you guys want to sit down, Bethany's going to talk to you about more of the building and what we did in the house.
So it took us about 2.5 days to build this whole house, which is like not very long compared to how long it would take to build one of your guys' house. And on our last day, what we did was we put all the people in our group that went and all of their family and extended family and a bunch of people that we met down there. We had about 50 people in the house this size. And we didn't all speak the same language. Some of us spoke Spanish, some spoke English. And we all got in here together, and we sang worship music like we sing up here. And some people were singing in English, and some people were singing in Spanish. And we got to meet all kinds of people that we didn't speak the same language as. But during our time down there, we found out that you can still show love to these people even when you don't speak the same language. So you can give hugs, or you can use gestures and things to try and communicate with people. And so we got to do all that to communicate with our people that we met down there.
All right. As a gift for coming up here, we have some cookies that they might eat in Mexico. So cookies down there are called galletas. Can you say that? Galletas. All right. So you guys can come up and get your cookies and take them back to your seat and ask your parents if you can eat them.
Be sure to, before you leave, if you didn't get a chance, come and look at this, the size of this. And this is pretty close to what we did end up building. And I appreciated what they said, the emphasis that even though to us it might seem small, to them it was enormous. We are going to have the kids, some kids and some adults come up now and share about various parts of the project, so you can get a better idea of what all we did and who we met and how God was working during the week. So first I want to invite up Jared, Montgomery, Paul, and Ethan, and they're going to share about the build.
Okay, so like Alex said, we talked about the build. When we first started, it was just a dirt, sand floor. There was nothing there. We started out with putting down 2x as the framing for the concrete. We spent maybe half a day, 3/4 of a day, mixing up concrete. We laid the concrete, and then the rest of the day, we were building the framing for the wall and the rafters. The second day, we were doing the hole, which was the sewer. It was a 5x5x8 deep hole that we had to dig by hand, which was not the easiest part. There's a lot of teamwork in the hole. Many people were tired due to heat, but we didn't quit. We just kept going, and it was very rewarding. The building of the walls, it was probably the funnest part for me because there was this little boy, and he came up and he just wanted to hit hammer. He wasn't probably old enough to go to school yet, and he just wanted to keep swinging at that hammer, and he did it almost as good as I could do it. And he was just loving it. And his little sister came up, and she was younger than he was, and he just they both were just having a time swinging that hammer. And they are so thankful for what they have down there, and it was amazing because it opens your eyes to what we have, and that they're so thankful and they're hard workers down there. Putting the walls up was somewhat easy. We had no power tools, so all the cutting and stuff, you got to work out doing it. But it was, it gave you teamwork. It was a lot of teamwork down there, and teamwork is what built that house, and the faith of God has helped us out. When we put the roof on, the roof was only plywood, foam, and tar, in a sense, because they only get a certain amount of rain down there. So it wasn't that time. It didn't take that much time to build it, but doing it was, the entire house was a lot different from what we were all used to. And we were all tired by the end of it, but it was very rewarding. The walls of the house are made out of stucco. It's kind of a concrete mix, but it does not have all the gravel in it like concrete would. So it was easier to smooth out on the wall. And it was, for how simple the house was, they were so thankful for it.
Hi, my name's Montgomery. Once again, I'm talking about the build. I think pretty much everybody had fun building the house. It was really cool how the whole community would come around from like everywhere and work on this house, because around here we don't have everybody coming around. It's usually just the workers working on the house. And it was really cool. Like Jared said, we were working on the walls and stuff, and we had a little boy and a little girl come up and literally just start hammering away at the walls, and it was great. So it was fun.
Okay, so we started off on Friday with the concrete on the floor, so we had to mix out the concrete. Some people shoveled gravel, some shoveled concrete mix, and then people mixed it up and put water in it, and then we laid it out on the floor. And certain people had certain jobs to make everything happen smoothly, and then some other people assembled the walls. On the second day, there were a group of people. We had to create an 8-foot hole for the septic system, which was quite a challenge because sand is kind of hard to dig once you get down there. So two people had to be in the hole shoveling. Two people were outside taking buckets and dumping it on a big pile. And then one person had to dump water around the outside to keep it from caving in. Later that day, we put up the walls and roof, and then we nailed tar paper and chicken wire on the walls. And then we put the first layer of stucco on and let it dry, so the next day we could put the second layer on while we did the dedication. There were certainly some challenges, like digging in the hole, but it was worth it to see the family get their house.
All right, my name is Ethan, and yeah, I like working in the morning more because it was a lot cooler, and there's breakfast burritos, and that was probably my favorite part in the morning because I had at least 4 or 5 every day. It's pretty challenging to work and how dry it was and the heat, but we were able to get through it, and it just was amazing, all the work that we got done and done in that house, and you can just tell the family was super grateful. My favorite part was probably playing with the kids because, well, I mean, they were just so energetic and they just wanted to do everything, and it was just super fun. I felt like the second day was taking forever. Like, felt like 12 hours we were working because it was really hot. But I mean, we got a lot of work done that day, and it was awesome. I like the dedication a lot after we got done Monday, or Sunday, when we got done Sunday, working on putting on the second layer of stucco. Yeah, we fit everybody in that small house, and it was really, really compact. Stop laughing. Yeah, well, it was compact, but I mean, it was just awesome. Just listening to everybody sing in two languages, it was just beautiful, and everybody was tearing up, and I just could see God working through everybody, and it was amazing. And I'm just glad I went on this trip and I'd do it again.
All right, for the guys that are laughing in the front row, it's your turn next. So Leah, Matthew, and Anna are going to come talk about the family we worked with.
All right, so we're talking about the family. Actually, well, I'm talking about the community family. And I'm really sorry if I pronounce any of the names wrong, but only a couple of us know, so that's okay. So the family we were invited to build for in Puerto Penasco did not just consist of Manuel, Elvia, Alex, and Taisha, but of the community that we were in. Everyday people from around the community would come, so you'd have like 5 to 10 people coming in. There were two Jesuses. That got confusing sometimes. Luis, Anthony, Norma, Michelle, and that's just to name a few. And even though there was a communication barrier, we were still able to connect to each other, kind of like family. On the second day, for example, I wanted to know what nail was in Spanish because I was using a lot of nails. And so I walked up to Jesus. I was like, "How do you say nail?" And he goes, "Tashuela." And it took me like 20 times to figure out, to remember. I kept asking him. I'm pretty sure he got annoyed with it, but that's okay. So that's like one of the biggest things I'll remember from Mexico is Tashuela. The connections we were able to make with the people there were pretty cool. It's probably not something we'll forget, and hopefully they won't forget either.
Okay, so I'm up here to talk about the family, too. I didn't get to know Manuel or Elva. I don't know how to say that name that well, but I did get to know the kids. Their names were Alex, Alon, and Thaisha. They all liked to play soccer, but Alon liked Spider-Man more. Some of us would just like take a break to play with the kids and pass the ball or throw the frisbee, or to give them piggyback rides. And I'm pretty sure I gave almost every single one of the kids that came from the community or from the family a piggyback ride around the work site. Most of them were choking me when they were on my back. And, yeah, so. Alon, he did not know how to use the bubble wand. He kept using the stick and he was smashing it into the wand, and was so confused when it was not working. And I tried to explain to him that you only had to do it once, but he did not understand. And I also remember when Brendan, one of the kids from the community, chased me around the work site with a hammer because I tickled him. That's it.
So Manuel, Elvia, Alex, and Thaisha are the names of the family that we built the house for. Manuel works in a tortilla factory 7 days a week to support his family, and they've been renting a house for 6 years before this. The excitement and joy on their faces while receiving their new home was indescribable. Manuel shared a few words at the dedication that brought us to tears. He wanted us to know that we were welcome into their home, and he considered us family, and they make God the center of their lives. After the dedication, they gave everybody a hug to show their deep appreciation. They're very loving people, and even though we only spent a few days together, I miss them already. On Friday, we were building a house for 4 people we barely knew, but on Sunday, we were a part of their family.
That was a great summation, Anna. And it's true, Matthew did get chased around by a little kid with a hammer. And I did the responsible adult thing, and I watched and laughed about it for a little bit, and then we had to take the hammer away from that kid. He was really young. He wasn't going to catch Matthew. So I want to invite up now Rachel and Sarah, and they're going to share how they saw God working during this trip.
I'm Rachel, and we'll be talking about how we saw God. First thing that I want to say is thanks to my sponsors, because I wouldn't have been able to have such an amazing experience without you. I am really glad that God chose me to go to Mexico. Even a Sunday caused a little pain. No one got hurt on the build, which was a really big blessing. Having the community and ISIS 8 around was amazing, because I learned so many things from them. One of the things I learned was that God is only as big as you make him. Pleasing God should be number one in everything that I do, and I should try my best to give others a chance to get to know how great my God truly is. He brings people together from so many miles to help out amazing families. I'm so grateful that God was with me the whole time, especially on Sunday. Sunday was rough because apparently I can't walk. I tripped over a tent in the morning when I missed them all week. The waves of the ocean were huge, and I was one of the many people who went under, because I guess the waves don't like me. I also can't see things coming at me until afterwards, ending up with my toenail almost coming off. Thanks also goes out to my adrenal glands for producing adrenaline, for helping me not feel the pain. Also to God for helping me remain calm. God deserves all the glory and praise for everything I do. I need to take him out of the little box I try to fit him in and let him take over my life. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I'm also going to be talking about where I saw God. So I saw God and the people on our trip, and I really saw him through the people that worked for I-68. The way they believed in their work and Christ just like flowed into all of us while we were working. And then one night we went to a food stand, and the man who owned it was so excited to have us all there, and he was telling us that he believed in Jesus, and that was really cool. And just like the way our group came together and overcame language barriers and other obstacles and stepped out of our comfort zones to share the love and interact with those around us was really fun to witness. God was at work in so many ways during our trip, but it was beautiful to watch how he used the people around me to demonstrate his love. Thank you.
Finally, I'd like to invite some of the adults forward to share a couple of words. Rob and Denise Painter and Sarah and Bethany all came on our trip. Rob and Denise and Sarah and Bethany attend West Liberty UCC, but Bethany and Sarah have been part of our youth group for several years now, and we're very happy to have the whole family along. It wouldn't have been the same without them. And UCC was gracious enough to raise $1,500 or a pretty significant amount for the trip. So I want to invite them forward to share a few words with you.
When Alex said we were going to speak, I said I'd really like to just thank your church, because we were outsiders, and Alex was so good. When we approached the first time, I said, is it okay if we come? We just didn't feel comfortable sending Sarah out of the country without us. And the church has been so good. We appreciate all your support. We appreciate everything you did. The group that we went with, I don't know if you realize what a blessing this group is. They were just wonderful. They accepted us in, and it was a great group to work with. They gave me as many turns in the hole as everybody else. So it was just a great blessing. And they were such a wonderful group. You have such a great group of kids and adults who went with them. We appreciate all of them. And I just want to take a moment to personally thank you for allowing us to go and for all your support.
And I'd like to say thank you as well. It was an amazing experience that I've never had the opportunity to do anything like this, and it was a blessing. And to have our whole family there and have your family there and to be a part of this was just great. Thanks.
I have to say this is probably one of my favorite service project trips with these guys, because it was very satisfying project, to be able to go in and complete a task, even though you look at this house that we have on the floor here and it's really small. But for them, you know what? It was their home. They didn't have to pay rent anymore and they had their own space. But I also want to thank all the parents who sent these kids with us because they are amazing. They were so well behaved and they worked hard. We had another team there with us at the, they were working on a different house. There was 40 kids or 40 people in their group. And they left the day before us and some of the team members from I-68 that were working with that group came and worked with us the last day and numerous ones said to me, your kids really know how to work. They work hard and they don't stop. And they didn't stop. They really worked hard. No one sloughed around. They asked us to take time to play with the kids, so it was nice that the kids would take a break and go play with kids because the kids were there to be played with. And it was fun for all the little kids that came in. So you need to be proud of your kids because they were really, really hard workers. And I did not hear any complaining, really. I know it was hard. It was hot and miserable at times, but they were really amazing. So thank you guys for working hard.
Hopefully that gave you a little bit of an insight into what the week was like for us. I would encourage you to take time to ask all these guys about different parts. What was their favorite part? What was challenging? Where did they see God? It was very clear to me from the very beginning that God was there the whole time, and some amazing things happened. Yes, a house was built, and that was fantastic, but I think more importantly, we were able to see truly that we are all children of God, regardless of our skin color or the language we speak. Again, I would echo Trish's words. I could not be prouder of this group. Every single one of them worked beyond what I had imagined that we would have been able to do. I was blessed to be able to take your children and your spouses and your family members along this time. And my prayer is we can go back again to Puerto Peñasco in 4 years and do this again. So I'm going to pray, and I'm going to invite the worship team forward and lead us in a song of response. Father God, thank you again for your mighty work, the powerful ways that you show yourself through these kids and their stories, through the adults and their stories. And I ask God that that you continue to work powerfully in all of us, so that we can all discover what it means to say, here I am, send me when you call. Lord, it's only in your name we can pray these things. Amen. Thank you, worship team. We have one more video we're going to watch. Every time we do any trip like this, one of the questions I really want everybody to consider is, where have I seen God during the trip? And so everybody had journaling opportunities during our time there to answer some questions. Four questions specifically at the end is, what did I learn about myself? What did I learn about Mexico? Where did I see God at work during the trip? And what was God telling me specifically during that time? And so I put together a testimony called a testimony slideshow with some answers from different people on that. So take some time to read these and just hear our hearts. For some of these kids, I know it makes them really nervous to get up and talk, but this is a way you can get a glimpse into what was going on within us as awesome things were happening outside of us.
La muerte venció. All right. Well, I just want to say thank you for being spiritually supportive to us, praying for us, helping to support the trip financially as well. We had a wonderful time. I can't say enough about all the youth and the adults that went. All the work that we did was for the glory of God, and He gave us the strength to complete the house and to bear the elements, the bug bites and the hot sun and the restless nights sleeping in tents. All of those things certainly paled in comparison to the great work that we saw done with the family and the time that we spent with them during the house dedication, the Holy Spirit working in all of us and seeing the love that we had for one another even though we couldn't speak to one another. Just a foretaste of our eternal home and when we can all communicate with one another without words. So I just want to thank everyone for the great experience that we all had, and I want to thank God for the opportunity that He gave us to serve Him in Mexico. Just a couple announcements, reminders here. We have Frisbee tonight at 6:30 at Lions Park. 1 week from tonight, July 9th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at Lions Park, Bethel and the Church of God in West Liberty are going to be putting on a picnic as part of the Bicentennial Celebration. And the proceeds from the picnic will, the money that is raised will be split between Scott Boyd and the Jenna Trust Fund. So that is 1 week from tonight at the Lions Park from 5 to 7 p.m. Also, if you have not had an opportunity to take the oak leaf survey that's on the pink sheet on the table in the narthex and complete that and turn it into the church office mailbox before you leave today. And a specific prayer for this week is Pastors Dick and Alex are going to be leaving on Thursday morning, and they are going to Orlando to the Mennonite Church USA convention. Please read your bulletin announcement under the pastor's update, and if you have any specific concerns, please email one of them before Thursday when they leave. So, as always, check your announcements and consult your prayer sheet. Let us close in prayer. And as after we close, we will stand up for a sending song, and the youth will go and line the narthex so that everyone can greet them as they leave the service today. So let us bow our heads. Father God, we give you thanks for this beautiful day. We thank you for the opportunity that you gave us to go to Mexico, to Puerto Penasco, to serve you, Lord, to be your hands and feet. We also thank you for the Holy Spirit's work in each of us as we worked there, that you have transformed us each, given us each an opportunity to bring the things that we've learned back here and to be missionaries in our own contexts. And we pray for your Holy Spirit to guide each of us as we leave this service. And we say, here we are, Lord, send us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand for the sending song.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then who could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? What could stand against? Our God is greater, our God is stronger, our God is higher than any other, our God is healer, awesome.